This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's the 19th of February today, and I am just going to go right ahead and say it. You can timestamp this. A tech bubble is upon us. Facebook announced late this afternoon it's going to buy the mobile messaging app WhatsApp for $19 billion, all in. $19 billion with a B. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here to make me smart. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
$19 billion is a whole lot of simoleons, man. What is Zuckerberg going to do with a text messaging app?
He is going to look for more customers to his services. This is basically the Instagram purchase, except in the messaging app age. He wants more people to be connected to Facebook and Facebook services through, in this case, messaging apps.
How's that going to work? What's the big deal about texting? I don't get it.
Well, you know, I've talked to a lot of venture capitalists about what's going to be big in 2014. Yeah. And you remember, right? Snapchat, $3 billion they were talking for the price of this thing.
And they turned it down.
And because they thought they were worth more than that. So in 2014, messaging apps are going to be huge. And what this is about, in part, is emerging markets. No matter what all this fancy technology we're always building can do, at the end of the day, you and I, Kai, we just want to have a chat. We just want to talk.
Yes,
you know?
We do, Ben.
Communication, it's still big.
All right, but what if AT&T and Verizon and, you know, Chinese phone companies and everybody who provides the actual service, what if they say, no, we're not doing this anymore for free?
Well, it's a little bit tough. As near as I can tell, the phone company can't do much about this because at the end of the day, it's about data usage. Now, your phone company can, you know, charge you for extra data usage, et cetera, but messaging apps, they don't use all that much data unless you save it all. And in many cases, you can delete it. A messaging app usually uses about the same amount of data as your email app on your phone. So I don't know that phone companies can do a lot to, I don't know, squash this trend.
All right. Fact check me on that thing I said up at the top. Tech bubble. $19 billion for a phone app. Come on.
It's a lot of money, man. I don't know what to say about this. A lot of us are waiting for the other shoe to drop. What I will say is WhatsApp, they have 450 million monthly active users, 1 million joining every day. Apps like this, they are really growing in the emerging markets world. They're growing in places where Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg want to be in the near future. And that's why they think it's worth so much.
And where customers are skipping that layer of technology, right? They're going straight to mobile instead of landlines and hard lines and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Right. And they're also doing it in a simpler fashion in some ways. The way that they're communicating and the apps that they're using are in some ways sort of simpler and cleaner than the apps that we're used to here in the U.S.
All right. Ben Johnson, he hosts Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks a bunch, man.
Thank you, Kai.